This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine today. Beautiful day. High today about 88 degrees and good weather all the way through the weekend. Led by Mayor Mark Chilton, the Carborough Board of Aldermen approved a letter to Congress on Tuesday night taking a stance against U.S. military action in Syria. Chilton explained that the letter will be directed to North Carolina's federal elected officials, including Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill, as well as the president. Price said over the weekend that a targeted, limited response was merited, but he was not advocating entering into a war. Senator Kay Hagan said the U.S. should find ways to prevent atrocities from happening again without putting Americans into ground combat.
Different people on the board have perhaps slightly different views on the situation in Syria and how to respond, but I think all of us are feeling that missile strikes or bombings would definitely be premature and not a good way to respond to this situation.
The motion was proposed by Alderman Sammy Slade at Tuesday night's board meeting. Similar resolutions have been made by the Board of Aldermen before, including a letter petitioning the U.S. entry into the, or protesting the U.S. entry into the Iraq War, and another calling for U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. On Saturday, about a dozen protesters gathered at the Carborough Farmers Market, calling for the United States to avoid military action against Syria. A Senate panel voted on Wednesday to give Obama the authority to use military force against Syria in response to apparent use of chemical weapons. The full Senate is expected to vote on that measure next week. The resolution would permit President Obama to order a limited 90-day maximum military mission against Syria, prohibiting the use of American troops on the ground for combat operations. Governor Pat McCrory announced to the State Board of Education on Wednesday that his staff found an additional $10 million in the state budget to support bonuses for teachers who are seeking their master's degrees. According to WRAL, a pair of staffers speaking for the governor said they didn't know from where the additional funds came. Governor McCrory slipped out of the meeting without taking any questions from members of the media. The $10 million will pay for 3,000 teachers who are already working on their master's. Republican Senator Tom Apodaca of Henderson said the teacher bonus issue is one of the most debated within the education budget. One of the people speaking on behalf of the governor, Eric Gukian, said teachers have expressed that they felt insulted by the bonus cut and that the government honors and respects its teachers. He said the state board has the authority to make the change. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board will discuss what to do about world language classes with low enrollment numbers. When the board meets tonight, the majority of local students studying another language focus on Spanish or French, but the district also offers Latin, German, Chinese, and Japanese classes. However, those four combined only account for about 12% of world language enrollment. Now, administrators are exploring interactive video teleconferencing as a way to continue to offer these classes despite the low enrollment numbers. Officials suggest taking 3 years to test the teleconferencing solution, but they warn that if it doesn't work, the only option may be to discontinue those classes. The board will consider creating a task force to evaluate the new technology. Due to the flood damage at Chapel Hill's Town Hall, the school board will meet at the Lincoln Center at South Merritt Mill Road tonight. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock. North Carolina's school board is expected to distribute about $800,000 to 19 rural public school districts to help teach children to abstain from sex. The State Board of Education is scheduled to decide today on a plan to distribute the federal money that will focus on students in grades 4, 5, and 6 who are at increased risk for bearing children out of wedlock and academic failure. A little-known feature of the federal health overhaul law, commonly called Obamacare, extends through next year the program that distributes money to states to teach abstinence education. A top-selling Japanese candy company announced plans on Tuesday this week to build a new facility in Mebane, creating 90 new jobs and investing $48 million over the next 3 years. Barry Jacobs, chair of the Orange County Commissioners, says it's a sweet deal for the area in more ways than one. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
It will not only give a boost in becoming a large employer in Orange County, but we hope it will also help to stimulate other companies that would like to locate and identify with a quality international company.
Morinaga and Company, the top-selling candy manufacturer in Japan, was founded in 1899 in Tokyo. The company produces a wide variety of confectionaries, including chocolates, cookies, and frozen desserts. Its products first became available in the U.S. 5 years ago. The company's subsidiary operations in Mebane will consist of blending syrup, sugar, flavorings, and other ingredients to produce soft candy, according to the Associated Press. The site, set to open in mid-2015 in the Buckhorn Economic Development District, is the firm's first American manufacturing enterprise. The Orange County Economic Development Department, led by Director Steve Brantley, fronted the efforts to recruit the manufacturer. To land the project, Orange County survived 5 rounds of visits from Morinaga consultants since the county first tried to attract the company in February of 2012.
We beat out 18 sites in approximately 12 North Carolina counties. Other places outside the state that had been considered seriously included Toronto, Canada, Richmond, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and even Portland, Oregon.
Brantley says Morinaga ultimately chose the Mebane site near the Tanger Outlet Mall because of the interstate visibility, a high confidence in the area's workforce, and the presence of UNC and Durham Tech. They will handle the critical training for the company. Several other factors, Jacob explains, played a key role in making the project possible, including the rezoning of the district.
And then 2 years ago and last year, the county commissioners made decisions to rezone it, hoping that we would land corporate clients, and it worked.
Jacobs also cites the use of the quarter cent sales tax for funding economic development incentives. Jacobs says the company will be in the top 10 employers for the county. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners will also be considering a request from Chapel Hill to extend the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction to include the Rogers Road neighborhood. The plan is a necessary step to allow the town of Chapel Hill to contribute funding for sewer lines in that area. The sewer extension is part of a remediation project jointly funded by Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County for the community that has lived with that landfill for more than 40 years. The board will also hear from the public about a plan to lease land at the Walnut Grove Solid Waste Convenience Center to American Tower and AT&T for construction of a 190-foot telecommunications tower. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Department of Social Services in Hillsboro. Coach Roy Williams talks about Coach Dean Smith. That's in today's news next on WCHL. Right now, let's take a look at your travel and your traffic and weather together. Traveling around town this morning. More on this in a moment, but Southern Rail is an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar, and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail is in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Rand Northam has been keeping a close eye on morning traffic since he got here. And Rand, what's happening right now?
Well, traffic's still moving smoothly this Thursday morning. Thank you, Ron. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Very well done.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in just a few minutes.
All right.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 67 in Carrboro. Sunny skies today, high today about 88. Tonight clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, another nice day, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s. A little cooler tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low down to the upper 50s. And the weekend looks pretty good with a high on Saturday in the low 80s. And on Sunday, we're going to get into the upper 80s. So good weather here over the next few days. WCHL, no problems at all. Everybody ought to be happy about that this weekend.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL News Time is 7:16. Carolina basketball coaching legend Dean Smith will deservedly be receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom November 20th of this year. And UNC head basketball coach Roy Williams recently talked with WNCN about his mentor, the man who he said has inspired him more than any other, and the coach's help. Coach Williams gave an update on Smith's ongoing battle with dementia, saying coach is definitely struggling, but he still has his bright moments. And Coach Williams says he's seen this crippling disease before. He's dealt with it in his family.
Just struggling. There's no question about that. He'll still have some good moments, but it's a very cruel, cruel disease. My sister got it at 50 and she was dead at 60, so I've been through it myself.
Tragically, Roy said it's hit or miss whether Smith recognizes him, and this speaks to the cruel nature of this disease.
It depends.
Okay.
You know, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. I mean, as you say, you've been through it yourself. It's just it's the memory loss and the things that you have is cruel.
Back in his prime, Dean Smith was renowned for his remarkable memory. Coach Williams recalled some of those strokes of genius.
Because you're talking about the guy who had the best memory of everybody.
Unbelievable.
I've known in my entire life.
He remembered stats. He remembered all of his players' phone numbers and addresses and everything.
He could see a guy in an airport and talk to him, and 5 years later they see that guy at a service station, and the guy could say, I remember meeting you in the airport. And Coach said, yeah, you were going to St. Louis, and I was going to New York. And you know, I mean, it was just an incredible kind of memory. And so that's the cruel thing about it right now.
It's still not known whether Coach Smith will actually make the trip up to the White House to accept the Medal of Freedom in person in November. For a link to the full interview with Coach Williams, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. According to Reuters, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said on Wednesday it's investigating Greek yogurt maker Chobani's handling of a mold problem with its product after the company asked some retailers last week to remove yogurt cups from store shelves. Consumers had complained to Chobani over social media about off-tasting yogurt with bloated containers. Some reported gastrointestinal distress. Others deplored the characteristically thick Greek yogurt's runny consistency. The company did not issue a recall notice over the problem, the FDA told Reuters, but instead the company contacted stores directly. Chobani did not provide a response after multiple emails and calls for comment, and its website was down last night, making it impossible to access prior statements on the subject. On Tuesday, Chobani told Food Navigator, an industry publication, that it, quoting here, investigated the cause of the swelling/bloating and have identified a type of mold commonly found in the dairy environment, unquote. The private company said the problem had affected less than 5% of its production and was limited to yogurt cups produced at Chobani's Idaho plant. The company also has a plant in New York and one in Australia. Also on Tuesday, Chobani said in a Facebook comment that cups with a code 16-012 and expiration dates between September 11th and October 7th would be replaced. On Friday, it posted on its Facebook page that it was, quoting here, in the process of voluntarily removing and replacing some products from store shelves that did not meet our rigid quality standards. In news around town, UNC Law's pro bono program is partnering with Legal Aid to conduct a divorce clinic for low-income people in need of simple divorces. On October 29th, people must be able to meet with a supervising attorney and a law student working under them to complete the necessary documents. Then they must be able to attend court on February 28th at the UNC Law School. There are certain criteria to meet to make sure that one is eligible for this service. For information on that criteria and how to contact UNC Law, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC football freshman offensive lineman John Heck says practices leading up to this week's home opener against Middle Tennessee State have been wearing him out, but he says he understands he needs to push through all the discomfort to improve his play.
Yeah, you know, this is our first longer practice in a while. It was hot out, but, you know, we all got to push ourselves, you know, to the breaking point. And, yeah, you know, I felt tired out here, but it's on me to push myself through that.
The Tar Heels are looking to wipe the sour taste of defeat out of their mouths against the Blue Raiders this weekend. Heck says the South Carolina game was a memorable first outing, suiting up for North Carolina. He says playing against the top team definitely got him acclimated to the type of play required to compete at the highest level.
It was one of the funnest experiences of my life. You know, that was awesome. You know, coming out in that huge stadium, you know, against a good team, first college game, you know, I was obviously very disappointed that we lost. We all were, but I was happy to be out there and to have gotten some experience against a good defense.
This season is filled with firsts for John Heck. This Saturday will provide his first game in front of the Chapel Hill crowd. Heck says he's excited about the opportunity to get a win in a comfortable home atmosphere.
Well, I mean, me personally, this will be the first time I've actually, you know, played at home. And obviously it's the home opener. It's going to be a good atmosphere. Everyone's excited and everyone's anxious to get a win under our belt after last week's loss.
UNC sophomore receiver T.J. Thorpe says Coach Fedora's offense is on the verge of clicking on all cylinders. Thorpe says the unit has been focused on picking up the tempo even more and cleaning up sloppy mistakes.
Just picking up the tempo. We can always go faster, and that's usually our advantage in that. And just being able to make more plays and being able to mentally focus in and do the things that we have to do. Because really, after watching the film, we were only a few plays away from being a score away or two scores away or winning the game. So it's nothing that really necessarily they did, but we necessarily beat ourselves. So we just need to focus on those few things.
Defending their home turf at Keenan Stadium is something Thorpe says is a motivating factor for the game on Saturday. And Thorpe says a rowdy tar pit helps the Tar Heels' chances.
Of course, we get to play in front of our fans and family. And classmates and, you know, the tar pit, you know, they're usually pretty loud. So we always have that advantage. And, then, you know, just the first home game of the season, getting back home, being comfortable and being around, like I said, somewhere in our backyard is something that we take pride in.
You can read this story and follow all the latest in Tar Heel football on our website, chapelbro.com. You can also pick the winners. Go to Huddle Up with the Heels. And you can be part of that contest. It's a lot of fun. Our coverage of Saturday's Carolina and Middle Tennessee State game will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, broadcasting live from Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill. Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare, will be on the air from 9 until 10:30, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee, 10:30 to 11:30. We'll join the network at 11:30, game time an hour later, and we'll hear not only all the pregame coverage and the game itself, but we have postgame coverage on WCHL. Called On the Heels. So join us for a full Saturday of football coverage here on WCHL. You know, for a little more than five full seasons, not one single voter thought a team from the Atlantic Coast Conference was the best in the nation. Not since December 2nd, 2007, had any ACC school gotten a single number one vote in the top 25. Well, that is until this week when Clemson got one. It's a small step in the ACC's climb back toward the college football mountaintop. The SEC has reigned supreme for nearly a decade, and very few expect that to change anytime soon. But with Clemson already ranked number four in the country, and with eight ACC schools having scored 30 points in the same weekend for the first time in league history, there seems to be hope the conference might be turning a corner toward the game's elite ranks. Let's talk about the Carolina Panthers for just a moment. Panthers wide receiver Steve Smith says he expects more from Carolina's offense now that former offensive coordinator Rob Chudzinski is no longer calling the plays. Carolina's offense struggled last year, including during a 16-12 loss to Seattle, something Smith blames on Chudzinski. The Panthers' offense managed just 3 points against the Seahawks. The outspoken Smith said in a conference call yesterday, Chudzinski, now the Cleveland Browns head coach, was out for himself, and his play calling last year was a power move to show that he was capable of being a head coach. Quarterback Cam Newton says the offense has something to prove on Sunday against the Seattle defense, saying the first game of the post-Chudzinski era will help the Panthers find out who we are. That's a direct quote. 7:25 at WCHL. That's a quick look at championship sports. I'm Ryan Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The new NFL season is here at long last. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Denver Broncos and Baltimore Ravens end what could be the longest offseason in National Football League history with a marquee opener tonight on NBC. You can make a case for the defending Super Bowl champion Ravens losing their first game of the season to the next NFL champion Broncos, who seem to have improved their chances over the turbulent spring and summer until recently. With nearly 50 off-the-field arrests occurring since the lights went out for good at the Superdome last February and a $785 million settlement for veterans who have concussion injury claims against the league, players, coaches, fans, and media will be happy to finally play, coach, watch, and actually cover games, and the focus being back on the field after the most collateral damage ever to the NFL. But even the opener is not without its scars from the offseason. The Ravens unloaded a bunch of veterans to accompany the retirement of Ray Lewis, and all eyes will be on Joe Flacco to prove he is worthy of being the highest-paid quarterback in football after his flaw-free run to the Lombardi Trophy. Very few preseason polls have picked the Ravens to repeat in the rugged AFC North, due mainly to the tough competition and purging of their roster. Denver seemed to have upgraded with the addition of 100-catch slotback Wes Welker, who bolted New England before the chowder hit the fan. But Peyton Manning is no spring chicken, and the Broncos' defense returns as suspect as last season, having to start without star pass rusher Von Miller, suspended for 6 games, and cornerback Champ Bailey, who could be out as long with a bad foot. Denver is picked to win its division only because the AFC West rivals the East for being the worst division in the overall league. But those are small problems compared to an offseason that threatened the most popular, best marketed, and richest league in all of professional sports. Even the concussion settlement, which could have dragged on for years, is now being criticized as too small by many of the plaintiffs in the suit. They say three-quarters of a billion won't last long once it's split up and want a bigger share of the NFL's annual $10 billion revenue. Right or wrong, low or high, it's time to play football again. Kick the darn thing off. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
It's the Carolina Football Game Day Experience.
We need you to be there early.
When USC hosts Middle Tennessee, the new Tar Heel Town will be located in the Bell Tower Park right outside Keenan Stadium with something for everything. Join Coach Fedora and the team on the Victory Walk through Tar Heel Town at 10 a.m. Food trucks, face painting, bounce houses, you name it, you'll find it at Tar Heel Town this Saturday.
We need you to be wild and crazy when you're here, and we need you to stay late.
Carolina Football Game Day. Be a part of it.
Go Heels!
Hello, fellow business owners. This is Will Gaskins with Legacy Insurance Solutions. Would you like to increase employee health care coverage and save money? If so, please join us at noon on Tuesday, September 10th at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. We will explain our revolutionary private exchange system that is saving business owners on average 30 to 50% on their current health care cost. Call 919-960-1547 to reserve your seat on September 10th at noon. Admission is free and lunch will be served.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity to stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Training. It's half off. Personal training services available now. Laura Cruz at Chapel Hill Training is ready to help you meet or exceed your fitness goals. With today's deal, get one 60-minute personal training session per week for a month for just $140, normally $280, or participate in two 60-minute personal training sessions per week for a month for just $280, normally $560. It's half off from Chapel Hill Training. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you by Southern Seasons. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other in-store events at the University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 69 in Hillsboro, 68 in Carrboro. Sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. Really nice weather. Tonight clear with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, another really good day in the southern part of heaven. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. President Obama's arrived in St. Petersburg, Russia for the G20 summit. Correspondent Pam Coulter, what about Syria?
The president will be trying to convince foreign leaders, wary of another U.S.-led military operation in the Mideast, to back a military strike designed to take away Syria's ability to launch another chemical attack.
I'm Sabina Castelfranco in Rome, where the Vatican just released a letter that Pope Francis sent to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Francis urged world leaders to lay aside the futile pursuit of a military solution in Syria. He said there should be renewed commitment to seek a peaceful solution.
In the States, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted to authorize action against Syria. It would have a 90-day limit. No American soldiers would be deployed. This now goes to the full Senate. And the House correspondent Nancy Cordes on CBS This Morning.
The House may not be able to hold its vote until mid-September because so many House members are either on the fence or leaning no.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 732. I'm Ron Stutz. Led by Mayor Mark Chilton, the Carrboro Board of Aldermen approved a letter to Congress on Tuesday night taking a stance against U.S. military action in Syria. Chilton explained that the letter will be directed to North Carolina's federal elected officials, including Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill, as well as President Barack Obama. Price said over the weekend that a targeted, limited response was merited, but he was not advocating entering into a war. Senator Kay Hagan, meanwhile, said the U.S. should find ways to prevent atrocities from happening again without putting Americans into ground combat. Here's Mayor Chilton.
Different people on the board have perhaps slightly different views on the situation in Syria and how to respond, but I think all of us are feeling that missile strikes or bombings would definitely be premature and not a good way to respond to this situation.
The motion was proposed by Alderman Sammy Slade at Tuesday night's board meeting. Similar resolutions have been made by the Board of Aldermen before, including a letter protesting the U.S. entry into the Iraq War and another calling for a U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. On Saturday, about a dozen protesters gathered at the Carrboro Farmers Market calling for the United States to avoid military action against Syria. A Senate panel voted on Wednesday to give President Obama the authority to use military force against Syria in response to apparent use of chemical weapons. The full Senate is expected to vote on the measure next week. The resolution would permit the president to order a limited 90-day maximum military mission against Syria, prohibiting the use of American troops on the ground for combat operations. Governor Pat McCrory announced to the State Board of Education yesterday that his staff found an additional $10 million in the state budget to support bonuses for teachers who are already seeking their master's degrees. According to WRAL, a pair of staffers speaking for the governor said they didn't know from where the additional funds came. Governor McCrory slipped out of the meeting without taking any questions from members of the media. The $10 million will pay for 3,000 teachers already working on their master's degrees. Republican Senator Tom Apodaca of Henderson said the teacher bonus issue is one of the most debated within the education budget. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board will discuss what to do about world language classes with low enrollment numbers when the board meets tonight. The majority of local students studying another language focus on either Spanish or French, but the district also offers Latin, German, Chinese, and Japanese classes. However, those four languages combined only account for about 12% of world language enrollment. Now, administrators are exploring interactive video teleconferencing as a way to continue to offer those classes despite the low enrollment numbers. Officials suggest taking 3 years to test a teleconferencing solution, but they warn that if it doesn't work, the only option may be to discontinue the classes altogether. The board will consider creating a task force to evaluate the new technology. Because of the flood damage to the first floor of Chapel Hill's Town Hall, the school board will meet at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road tonight. That meeting will begin at 7 o'clock. Orange County commissioners will consider a request from Chapel Hill to extend the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction to include the Rogers Road community. The plan is a necessary step to allow the town of Chapel Hill to contribute funding for sewer lines in the area. The sewer extension is part of a remediation project jointly funded by Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County for the community that's lived with the landfill for more than 40 years. The board will also hear from the public about a plan to lease land at the Walnut Grove Solid Waste Convenience Center to American Tower and AT&T for construction of a 190-foot telecommunications tower. The board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Department of Social Services office in Hillsboro. Carolina basketball coaching legend Dean Smith will deservedly be receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom November 20th. That announcement came a while back, and a story here on WCHL. UNC head basketball coach Roy Williams recently spoke with WNCN about his mentor, the man who he said has inspired him more than any other, and Coach Smith's health. Coach Williams gave an update on Smith's ongoing battle with dementia, saying Coach is definitely struggling, but that he still has his bright moments. And Roy says he's seen this crippling disease strike his family as well.
Coach is struggling. There's no question about that. He'll still have some good moments, but it's a very cruel disease. My sister got it at 50 and she was dead at 60, so I've been through it myself.
Tragically, Roy Williams said it's hit or miss whether Smith recognizes him. And this speaks to the cruel nature of the disease.
It depends.
Okay.
You know, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. I mean, as you say, you've been through it yourself. It's just it's the memory loss and the things that you have is cruel.
Back in his prime, Coach Smith was renowned for his remarkable memory. Coach Williams recalled some of those strokes of genius.
Because you're talking about the guy who had the best memory of everybody.
Unbelievable.
I've known in my entire life.
You remember stats. You remember all of his players' phone numbers and addresses and everything.
Oh, he could see a guy in an airport and talk to him, and 5 years later they see the guy at a service station, and the guy could say, I remember meeting you in the airport. And Coach said, yeah, you were going to St. Louis and I was going to New York. And you know, I mean, it was just an incredible kind of memory. And so that's the cruel thing about it right now.
That is absolutely true. Coach Smith never forgot a name. It's still unknown whether Coach Smith will make the trip to the White House to accept the Medal of Freedom in person on November 20th. For a link to the full interview with Coach Roy Williams, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. In news around town this morning, the Orange County Public Library Carborough Branch invites the public to a fabric art workshop. The workshop will take place October 6th from 2 until 4 p.m. The event is free. It's limited to just 20 people, so go ahead and get your space now. Professional textile artist Ollie Givens will lead the workshop and help people create their own images on fabric. If you'd like information on how to sign up, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelboro.com. North Carolina men's soccer team slid into the top spot in the NSCAA Continental Tire Top 25 poll this week. Carolina will face number 4 Notre Dame on Sunday at 12 noon. Make sure you tune in to hear all the action live right here on 97.9 FM WCHL for the kickoff of Carolina men's soccer. 7:38 at WCHL. Coming up, Wiley Post says hunters can now have silencers. That's according to one of those new laws passed by the North Carolina General Assembly over the summer. And this particular facet of the bill, rather obscure, we will talk about that coming up on today's commentary, or Wiley Post will talk about that. And also, we'll have word of the day, clean joke of the day. Today's WCHL hometown hero is Joyce Kuhn. And we'll tell you about all the activity at chapelrow.com coming up next.
The Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness is seeking volunteers and donations for Project Connect. This is a free event that provides essential services to those who otherwise could not afford them. Volunteers can greet guests and assist with the event setup and breakdown. Project Connect will be on Thursday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center at 216 North Roberson Street in Chapel Hill. For more information, call 919-245-2496.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top 3 most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number 3, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number 2, showed the wrong house. And number 1, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 7:41. Time to check chapelboro.com. Rand Northam joins me in the studio now, and a lot of stuff going on our website, particularly the Huddle Up with a Heel section.
You just got that right.
Have you all made, kinds of stuff.
Have you made your picks yet?
Yes, I have.
Good.
Yeah, you can check them out.
Yeah, everybody go on. And again, a reminder that you can do it just 1 week. You can do this the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
There's gift cards up for grabs, but even if you miss the first week, you can still join the college pick'em on Huddle Up with the Heels. Very easy to find. A UNC logo right up at the top of our website, chapelboro.com, in the Huddle Up section.
And Aaron Keck on top of the
going
heap
down this
after
week.
After that first week, yeah, I agree. Aaron said he'd probably have 5 for 5 this week.
5 out of 10, yeah.
He was 10 for 10 last week.
That's right, that's right.
Oh, you and I were 8 for 10.
Yeah,
so
not bad.
Not bad.
Not
yeah
bad at all. I'll take 80%.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad how I did through college, so.
Right. Well, anyway, go to chapelboro.com for all the details.
That's right.
What else is happening there?
Also, Dr. Tina LePage has a new column up in the Parenting Page column of hers on when and how to let your children try to make their own decisions. And I'd like to throw in try to make their own mistakes, possibly.
Exactly.
That's the best way you can find out how to not do something. That's the way I see it through life, that's for sure. There's also a new 5 shows to catch this weekend from music geek and local DJ Elliot Rubin, including a Blue Man Group, a D-Pack, and 4 mm-hmm other great shows, plus always some clips, pictures, and bits from the shows and acts themselves.
Going to see the Blue Man Group tonight.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
I've seen them before. They're fantastic.
I have, too. They are a lot of fun. And it's been a long time, though. I'd like to go back and see them again.
No, they're
fun.
They're always good.
Yeah. And also Thursdays, today's community gallery is from Prague Day, an all-day progressive music festival that took place at Stony Brook Farm in Chapel Hill over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So lots going on our website. That's a redundant statement, I guess. That's an obvious statement. Always something going on there.
Yep.
You can check it all out and more, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
And don't forget the photo galleries as well.
Always
kinds of stuff on there.
That's right.
743 at WCHL.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Silencers are now legal for hunting in North Carolina. Yes, you heard me correctly. Somewhere in the sweeping gun legislation passed by the General Assembly has made suppressors, also known as silencers, legal for hunting in North Carolina. Law enforcement authorities are now trying to figure out how to implement the new law. When the bill was first introduced several months ago, the North Carolina Sheriff's Association opposed the measure. Eddie Caldwell, Vice President and General Counsel, said, "The hunting part is not the issue, but from public safety standpoint, it's hard to know where the gunshots are coming from." Now, I've said this many times before, but if the law enforcement community is against your bill, you must have eaten paint chips as a kid. It shows no surprise to anyone that the NRA has recently thrown its weight behind an industry campaign to deregulate and promote the use of silencers. Under the trade banner of the American Silencer Association, manufacturers have come together with the support of the NRA to rebrand the silencer as a safety device needed by every all-American for the gun closet. The NRA has enjoyed stable success chipping away at restrictions on the use of silencers around the country, an effort that has been largely unnoticed, passed in the shadows of higher-profile battles over the spread of concealed carry, stand your ground laws, women's health, and voter ID bills that have divided us over the past months. Silencers are currently legal with a permit in 40 states, a growing number of which are reversing bans on their use while hunting. I thought allowing guns in bars and restaurants was bad enough. Now we get this drip of information about something else deep inside that we weren't told. I thought these laws were enacted to protect the people that were represented by these elected officials. Do the hunters really need hearing protection because they are such bad shots that it takes all 100 rounds of their drum magazines just to kill that pesky wabbit? If the current campaign succeeds in removing silencers from the NFA regulation, the gun lobby likely won't wait too long before targeting the remaining regulations limiting the circulation of fully automatic machine guns and even hand grenades. And don't be surprised when you see a feature of freshwater blast fishing as a great way to connect with kids and nature while reducing the risk of fishing with those pesky sharp steel hooks. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We offer free head exams. We're sort of famous for it. People think it's funny when we say, "Get your free head exam." And it does sound funny, but it's serious business, because you can lose your diamond if you don't do it. if you don't get your free head exam. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. Of course, the head I'm talking about is not the one attached to your neck. There are other professionals for that. I'm talking about the head of your ring. That's the part that holds your diamond. The head of your ring has prongs, and it has wells that keep the head attached to your ring. Those parts wear out, they get weak, and they break. But foolish you, you didn't get your free head exam at Grimble Jewelers, so you didn't realize that your head was falling apart. And one day, your diamond was gone just like that. You can stop that from happening to you. Just come see us at Grimble Jewelers. Say you want your free head exam. You'll laugh, we'll laugh, and we will save your diamond from falling out, and you'll be really happy.
It's summertime at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar in downtown Carrboro. And not only is the living easy, but the eating and drinking are worth singing about too. Bracing gazpacho from juicy North Carolina peaches, or a refreshing salad of watermelon, kiwi, and cucumbers with local feta cheese. Beautiful yellowfin tuna, plump shrimp, and shimmering scallops from our own coast paired nicely with a cold glass of Provençal rosé. You get the idea. It's time for the glorious foods and flavors of the season. Come to Glass Half Full and taste how delicious a Carolina summer can be.
It's the Carolina Football Game Day Experience.
We need you to be there early.
When USC hosts Middle Tennessee, the new Tar Heel Town will be located in the Bell Tower Park right outside Keenan Stadium with something for everything. Join Coach Fedora and the team on the victory walk through Tar Heel Town at 10 a.m. Food trucks, face painting, bounce houses, you name it, you'll find it at Tar Heel Town this Saturday.
We need you to be wild and crazy when you're here, and we need you to stay late.
Carolina Football Game Day. Be a part of it.
Tar Heels.
Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with a great chewy ice and only 79 cents. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here is Ran Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly for the most part out there right now. We're seeing some delays at the intersection of 15501 South Columbia, as we usually do every morning. That's a busy intersection. Otherwise, things really are moving smoothly this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Rand, you want to improve your vocabulary?
Yes, I do, of course.
Wayne Pond is on the way next.
Oh, can't wait.
Now help us all do that.
That's right.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, presented by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef, piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 69 in Hillsboro, 68 in Carpenter this morning. Sunshine today, high today, 88. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s, and a turn for the cooler tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of the upper 70s. About 10 degrees cooler tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with the lows dipping into the upper 50s. And your weekend looks really good, too. 750 WCHL. Ron Stutz here along with Wayne Pond. Wayne Pond calling in from Chatham County. Wayne, do you got a good word for us today?
I love it when you say the weekend looks good.
Yeah, me too.
That's always very encouraging.
So often we'll have sunshine during the week, and then it'll rain like crazy on the weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, it looks good. And for the football game on Saturday, we're looking at partly sunny skies, highs on Saturday afternoon in the low 80s, and that is a 12:30 kickoff. So looks like a good day for football in Keenan Stadium.
Well, let's make it partly sunny and totally winning for the Tar Heels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, hey, listen, I got a dandy for you this morning. I stumbled across a word that sort of kind of rang a bell from, all those years ago taking courses in wonderful subjects that Ron loves, like Old English and History of the Language.
Yeah.
Words that Ron used to use in disc jockey school. Here is a word that, according to the wordsmith, is at least 500 years old, and it's all about, really, the world of spirit. Magical thinking, you know, that, I'd say we still got a lot of that going on over in Raleigh. But seriously, Ron, here is a word that comes to us basically from late medieval or Old English. Take your pick. The word of the day is eldritch. Eldritch. It's not one that you hear very often, but you run across it occasionally in English literature. E-L-D-R-I-T Eldritch, E-L-D-R-I-T-C-H, Eldritch. Sounds like a name, doesn't it? Didn't you used to work for a guy named Eldritch at a radio station in Rocky Mountain?
I immediately thought of Eldritch Cleaver, you know, but,
but that's a little different. Aldrich.
Yeah.
Eldritch. Not A-L. It was Eldritch. That's right.
Yeah.
So, but not quite the same word.
I don't know Eldritch.
It's an adjective, and what it's all about is that which is weird or strange or eerie. So, as odd as it may sound, we're certainly still in the Ron Stutz camp of life. When we use a word like Eldritch.
And when we're talking about 500-year-old words, we're definitely in the realm of Wayne Pond.
All right, E-L-D-R-I-T-C-H, Eldritch. This is an adjective. It means weird, strange, or eerie. Ron, that is you, no doubt about it.
Well, guilty as charged, I guess.
All right, pal. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
You too. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in. I'll give you the word. Call in, tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. And if you're the first to do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 97.9 FM and WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And look who's here. It's Lauren Stafford.
Were you expecting someone else?
No. As a matter of fact, I was hoping you would be here, and you didn't disappoint me. You never do.
It's kind of like Groundhog Day.
Uh-huh.
It just seems to keep happening time and again.
It happens over and over and over again. And I'll bet you got something funny to share, though, right?
I do, because we have a joke from Mae McClendon.
Oh, wonderful.
Her smile of the day, as she always titles her jokes. A local priest and a local pastor stood by the side of the road, holding up a sign that said, "The end is near. Turn yourself around now before it's too late." They planned to hold up the sign to each passing car. "Leave us alone, you religious nuts," yelled the first driver as he sped by. From around the curve, they heard a big splash. "Do you think," said one clergyman to the other, "we should just put up a sign that says, 'Bridge out,' instead?"
They might pay a lot more attention to it.
You exactly, did that. Exactly.
Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Joyce Kuhn is Executive Director of Orange Chatham Alternative Sentencing. What does this agency do?
We provide information to the courts in Orange and Chatham, and that's background information. We make connections for people who are chronically in trouble and also just basic information to them about for judges so that they can connect them with treatments of all kinds for mental health and substance abuse. And that slows down problems people are having and makes a great impact on the community as far as safety and reduces damage in the community. The judges really appreciate it, and the citizens, it's good to have the chance to make them more aware of it because it's something that really makes the community safer.
Joyce Kuhn is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Joyce, I understand you've been in your job for a long time.
Yes, it's very gratifying work.
23 years in your position?
Right. Well, connecting people with treatment when they've had problems is just very rewarding, and the judges, everybody appreciates it because there's no other way that they have this information. With mental health reform having had the terrible impact that it has with losing funding and all those kinds of things, it really takes some hard looking around to make connections and find vacancies for people with problems. And people in trouble with the law, a lot of times with the economy downturn, they'll say, you know, are you so much busier now that people don't have what they used to have? And it's not that. It's psychosocial problems. We're just as busy, but because of mental health reform, finding those vacancies is tougher.
The Board of Directors for Orange Chatham Alternative Sentencing includes a cross-section of law enforcement officers from all over our area.
All the chiefs of police would agree that the people that we work with, people who have psychosocial problems and addiction problems, cause the most damage over time to properties. So it just makes sense to work with these people and saves a lot of money.
Joyce and her agency work closely with Club Nova.
That just happens to be one of the places that does try to help with integrating people with mental illness in the community. So it's great to have them represented on our board. You know, mental health is really a lot of what goes on with criminality, and a lot of folks don't realize that. You got to look at the layers to understand what goes on with people.
Joyce Kuhn says she has a rewarding job.
job.
Well, it's always interesting to go find out what's the next thing, and yeah, it is really gratifying.
Joyce Kuhn, Executive Director of Orange Chatham Alternative Sentencing. Today's WCHL Hometown
Performance
Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers. Period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a home instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
Want to fight AIDS and help Planned Parenthood? Come to Chapel Hill Underground on Saturday, September 14th for Freddie for a Day, the Songs of Queen, featuring local musicians singing the Songs of Queen. Art, raffle prizes, costume contests, and more. Proceeds go to the Mercury Phoenix Trust and Planned Parenthood. Here we are. Art opening at 7 p.m., music at 9 p.m. For more info, visit our Facebook event, Freddie for a Day 2013. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Training. It's half off. Personal training services available now. Lauren Cruz at Chapel Hill Training is ready to help you meet or exceed your fitness goals. With today's deal, get one 60-minute personal training session per week for a month for just $140, normally $280, or participate in two 60-minute personal training sessions per week for a month for just $280, normally $560. It's half off from Chapel Hill Training. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. There's a big tailgating event there tomorrow for the first home football game. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Really nice weather, not only today, but all weekend long, unless the forecast changes. It is 69 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 68 in Carborough. Sunshine today, high today, 88. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, it's going to turn cooler, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social.